Base. I really don't want to leave Perek Lamed Beis. It is, but Lamed Gimel is equally right. It's true. Lamed Gimel is equally exciting. So, all right. So now, I want to show you another three svarim we're going to do tonight. Just what they say about this concept, and then we're going to go on to Perek Lamed Gimel. So take a look at the Maranayim. Maranayim was authored by Reb Nochum of Chernobyl. Was a disciple, mainly a disciple of the Great Maggid. Although he was still zeichet to go to the Baal Shem Tov, and look what he says on this concept of Perek Lamed Beis of Ahavas Yisrael. That's not it. Zoyis HaTayra, Adam Ki Yomez Be'oil. Taf Reish, Samach Tes, in Parshas Chukas. Torah said, last week's Parsha, this is the Torah of Adam, a person Ki Yomez Be'oil that will die in the tent. Amr Chazal, famous Chazal, Eina Torah Miskayemes, the Torah will only endure, El B'misha Memes Atzmi Aleh, by somebody who's willing to die for it. Yadua ki yesh samach ribo isiyas l'Torah. Everybody knows that there are 600,000 letters in the Torah. Ukenegdon, and corresponding to those 600,000 letters, yesh samach ribo shorshe neshamis. The Arizal writes, there are 600,000 root souls, source souls. Ayav shiyesh b'Yisro kein ukein, even though we know that there's far more Jews than 600,000. Al kaponim ikerim samach ribo shoroshim, the main body, the trunk, is made up of 600,000 roots. All the other Jews come from partials. So some of us have partials. Some of us have root souls. This is how they talk about Zivugim. This is how they talk about Rebbe and Talmidim. This is how they relate to communities and so on, families, that they were all part of the same structure. But we must know that every Jew has his corresponding letter in the Torah. And the Rebbeinu Shleim and his Torah are one. Now, if every Jew is a letter, and the Torah and Hashem are one, so now if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C, which means v'hu chelik elikai shebekerav adam. This is the portion, this letter, is the neshama, the chedek elikai that exists in the Jew. The neshama of the Jew is the letter from whence comes the sheyosh of his neshama. The letter is that which brings down on the person the bounty, the flow of all the energy and kedusha. Vitzorich Leida, really he's going to go into this, we're not going to finish up this part of it, but Vitzorich Leida, we must know ki ha'ois shoyre b'peh ha'adam, that the letters dwell in the person's mouth. V'chol ois, kol mikol ha'Torah, halachically speaking, every letter in the Torah includes all of Torah. So if you have a letter in the word Paro, who's the, you know, the most evil villain of the Chumash, and the ayin of Paro is lacking, you can't say, okay, it's just Paro, you know, the Sefer Torah is kosher. Forget it, the whole Sefer Torah is out. Is nimtze shekol ha'Torah b'peh ha'adam, comes out that all of Torah is in a person's mouth. We all know that what a Sefer Torah that's missing even one letter is invalid. It's lacking, it's not a true Torah. Because every letter is an entirety of Torah, so that they're all combined to one. All of our service of Hashem revolves around our letter. That is, that we need to get close, we need to get to know our letter. We need to come close to our root, to our source. That is to say, we need to come close to the Torah. Shukayma shleima taryag mitzvahs. The Torah, which is an entire one unit structure made up of 613 mitzvahs. Similarly, v'ha'adam kol agam ken remach evarim v'shesagidim kenoida. Just like Torah is made up of 613, we are made up of 613. We have 365 sinews and 248 limbs. And just like if a Sefer Torah is missing one letter, it's not whole. Next page, on the Chazal. For this reason, Chazal tell us the horrible words, Kol ha'ma'abed nefesh achas mi Yisrael, anyone who causes one neshama to be lost in Klal Yisrael, kilu ma'abed oy lamal, it's as if he destroyed an entire world. Because just like if you take one letter out of a Sefer Torah, you've destroyed the whole Sefer Torah, so too, you destroy one life, you've destroyed the entirety of the world. V'ahepech, but the opposite is also true. Kol ha'mikayim nefesh achas mi Yisrael, kilikim olam mele. Someone who saves one Jewish soul is as if he saved the entire world. V'havein, understand this well. Now here we go. Here is where he says the same concept that we see in Tanya, Perek Lamed Beis, in different words. U'lekach oimrim koidim kol tefila. This is the reason why we say before every davening, I accept upon myself the positive mitzvah of loving every Jew like myself. Why do you possibly do that before davening? Because everything is a single unit. Just like a Torah is only called a Torah, beats that of Kol Oisius Kulon, when you combine all the letters together, so too, we can only approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we're coming with an entire structure. What do we do, however, with the practical problem? What happens if we see somebody who's got some horrible qualities? He's got some real character flaws, or some evil. Is yisna harashabai, hate the evil that's in him. Don't hate the person. Ach, hachelik hakodosh, but the portion of that Jew which is holy, yavenu moed kenavshi, that he's got to love like himself. Ki abal shem tov nishmose begins hemiraimim, Omar, because the Baal Shem Tov said, Sha'atzadik ha'gomer, the total, complete tzadik, she'en rabbi kirbay, who has eradicated all the evil within himself, ein royashum ra'al shum adam, he sees no evil in no person. Is that irritating or what? A tzadik, he just doesn't see it. He can't see bad in people.
What are we talking about?
Ach mi shum rabbi, but somebody who does, says the Baal Shem HaKodesh, he continues with the Baal Shem HaKodesh. Somebody who sees something wrong in somebody else, says the Baal Shem HaKodesh, Ha'inyan hu k'may shemistakel b'mara. It's just like you're looking in a mirror. You should know that what you're looking at is yourself. Impanav mitunafin, if your face is dirty, ro'yigam kem b'mara kachi, that's what you're going to see in the mirror. V'impanav nikiyim, and if your face is clean, ein ro'y b'mara shum daif, then you're not going to see any shmutz in the mirror. K'may shehu, says the Baal Shem HaKodesh, like you are, kach roya, that's what you see. Says the Baal Shem HaKodesh, ayim v'noira, v'zehu, v'yahavta, l'reyacha, kamoicha. You will love your neighbor like yourself. That's what you're seeing. Kamoicha. What you see is what you are. Pirish kamoicha. Now, says zok the Baal Shem HaKodesh, noch tifer. Pirish, kimoicha, love him like yourself. What does that mean? Let's say, imagine, just it's hard to conjure, but imagine if a person were able to see a flaw within themselves. He would never hate himself. Even though he might hate his anger, he might hate his impulsiveness. He's not going to hate himself in total. Kach gam kein al chaveri. Do the same with somebody else. Ki be'emes hakol echad. Because the truth is, he's saying, it's not an extension. You are one with him. And just like you would treat yourself, you should treat him. Geli gam lechaveri yesh gam kein chelik elekai kemayu. Because your friend also has a neshama, which is a chelik elekai, just like you do. V'yesh le'yos b'ter, and he has an ice in the Torah. That's not the case with the nations of the world. As we learned in the beginning of Tanya, the nations of the world, their nefesh comes from the klipa. And the kach diburim gam ken klipas, ki roiv diburim nivol peh, isha diburim kyotzim. That's not relevant to this piece. So what did he teach us here? Says the Maharnaim taught us three critical things. First of all, Klal Yisrael is a kaimah shleima. We are one. We are one unit, just like a Sefer Torah is one unit. Got many, many letters. And some of them spell some pretty nasty things. But we're all one. That's A. B is just like we see in somebody else, just what we see in somebody else is a message to us that we haven't worked it through. Because if we would have, we wouldn't see it. Number three, V'ahavta l'reacha kamecha, understand that you're one. And just like nobody hates themselves, we hate our evil qualities, so too, that's what we need to do with our the way we look at other people. We shouldn't hate them. We can, we may hate the evil within them.
Sometimes if we see something someone else and we ignore it, so therefore does that mean we still got it?
No, there's a mitzvah of hecheyach
teichiyach. So therefore how does that reflect upon you? If you see something
that you... Two separate things.
Oh, there's two different things?
Separate. Thing number one is you should understand it's relevant to you.
Okay.
Some of the mefarshim say, hecheyach teichiyach es amisecha. Es means im. Give musa to somebody else along with yourself because understand that it is relevant to you. Okay, now we're going to move to the next Talmud of the Baal Shem.
Oh.
Which is...
What if someone hurts you? Is that... If you were...
Just shoot him.
The, if you're looking at him in a bad way, is that
again,
a reflection of you? Or is just only if you're just judging someone with...
Right, he's talking about judgment here. He's not talking about whether or not you're obligated to continue to indulge that person or to...
Time. Thank you for indulging.
To trust
Rabbi.
That person.
Thank you. Thank you for trusting me, Rabbi. Thank you.
All right. Now we go to the Erech L'chaim. It went over there to Adam, please. Parshas Noach.
So reality, if you see something in someone else, it's a chesed.
Oh, yeah. Right? Because it can help you. But I want to tell you something. I have seen this phenomena of Erech Yidden who just cannot see, cannot accept seeing and accepting that there's something with somebody else. They just they don't see it.
To see the good in them, you mean?
No, if I care. No, I'm saying they cannot bring themselves to see the bad in somebody else because it's not shaykh to them. It's just so completely out of their. I have it now with somebody who's an incredible liar.
Deny.
Huh? And this, I'm dealing with an elachid who's interacting with him.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how many times I've proven to him that you can't trust this person, he won't see it. All right, now Erech L'Chaim was authored by the Haflo's son-in-law, Rabbi Avrom Chaim, who was magid in the city of Zlotchev. I've shared with you in the past that the Sefer has the most incredible haskamas. I don't know if there's another Sefer that has. He has haskama from the Blevi Yitzchak of Baditchev, from the Koshnitz of Magid, from the Chayz of Lublin, from the Abderuv, from the Ber Maim Chaim, from Motchev Krenitz. Wow. The introduction is written by Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margulis of Brod. I mean, it's just incredible. Now, he did not have, Erech L'Chaim did not leave children. So the Sefer, he has four Svarim. Erech L'Chaim on Chumash. He has a Sefer he wrote on Pirkei Avos. And he has a Sefer that he wrote on Haggadah Shel Pesach. Anyway, they're all incredible Svarim. And there is so much direct things that he hears from the various Talmid Baal Shem. He was by the Magen himself. He was a disciple mainly of Ramesh Leib of Sassiv. But he brings from a veldt of people. Now, go to the in your sheet, it's on we're on Daf Nun in Parshas Noach. On your sheet there, it's the right-hand column. Ulefiad Fidvar Manal, it starts. Based upon what we wrote, Shekosu B'Sefer Moranayim. Clearly the Moranayim was printed already then. B'shmoy Shavesi, the Hochi Pirish Devorah. Dina Yesh the Kayim Mitzvah Teichiach Teichiach, be Ahava. If a person is going to fulfill the mitzvah of giving rebuke, it needs to be done with love. Af L'Rosha Gomor, even if you're doing it to a totally wicked person. K'me Shekasavti B'Mokamache, Sheshamati Ma'adoini Moiri V'Rabi, I heard from my master. Interesting that today is the Yotzeit. Today was the Levaya of my Rebbetzin's mother's brother, Shmuel Shmelka of Sulitzer, the Sulitzer Rebbe, who was named after the Rebbe Shmelka. Reuben was his last name. So this is the Rebbe Shmelka of Nichols Parg. Spells with a P here. B'mecharfi, I heard this in my days of sharpness, in my youth. Sheshalti, I say. I myself asked the Rebbe Shmelka. Hech mekayim mitzvahs v'ahavta l'racha kamecha. Your kasha. How can I fulfill the mitzvah of loving my neighbor like myself? V'chaveri oyisali rois. And that guy just totally messed me up. He did terrible things to me. There's no exclusion in the mitzvah v'ahavta l'racha kamecha in small letters that says, except for the guy that did things to you. So, the Aruch L'Chaim is saying, I asked Rebbe Shmalka, how is it possible? How can I possibly love a guy after he did terrible things to me? How can I possibly love him? Veishavli. Enfet, I had to get Rebbe Shmalka of Nicholsburg. He answered me, B'seichel, she'uchal l'kabel mimeno. He answered me with intellect that I was able to take from him. Important lesson in teaching people things. Talk to them so that they can accept it. Haloi kol nishmas Yisrael achas hein. Exactly what we just learned in Maranayim. All nishamas of Klal Yisrael are one. What are they? They're nishmas Adam Rishon. We all come from the nisham of Adam Rishon. Klal Yisrael him kulam nitzoytzes min nishmas. We are all sparks off of his soul. Some of them have greater, some of them are smaller. Now, Ulipamim, he says, sometimes, Maka Adam Atzmer, Maka Gedoy, the Beshagig Belidas. Some people are massive klutzes. And they hurt themselves. They drop something really heavy on their foot. Or you go and you're in the mikveh and you stub your toe against the step. And it really, really hurts, right? Most accidents that happen to people, we do to ourselves. Up to the top of Daf Nun Aleph. V'haroish hu melech hagof. The head is the king over the body. Now, im yikach odom zem makal, he says, did you ever see a person take a stick, v'yakel yodo shehiko yisiblidas, and take a stick and hit the arm that hit him, that injured him? Halel l'chosadeya yechoshev. That person would be considered a chosadeya, otherwise known in Yiddish as an idiot. Right? The person would be insane. Which person is going to go take a mak and hit the foot that hurt them? Why? V'lomi yachivayd latzmei. Why would you possibly hurt yourself more? Kain mamish hadover hazeh. So too exactly is this thing. Shu nefesh achasim chaveray. When we really understand and believe that we are of one soul. V'chaveray yisalaro. And the friend did an evil to him. Epnei chisar and dashabay. Because he's stupid. Ukashi yashalam leiro. Yachiv latzmei. If I pay him back with evil, who am I hurting? I'm hurting myself. Yachshav. So how am I supposed to see it? It says incredible. Yachshav shahakel me'ez Hashem Yisborach. The person should recognize that it all comes from the Bashefer. Hashem has many messengers. In this case, I was my own messenger. I dropped it on my foot. In the other case, somebody else did it. But if it was coming to me, it was coming to me. And I cannot hold it against that other person. Vishalti loy oid. Continues the next paragraph. So I asked him even more. So things were going well, right? Rav Shmalka is giving good answers. Imroyin adam rasha lefnei amarkaim. What about if I see a guy who's an exceedingly wicked person in the eyes of Hashem? Hey, chav shalev. I say, how do you love him? Hey, shivli yet Rav Shmalka gemfet. Halei nishmas kol adam chelik alikai mimal. The nisham of every Jew is a chelik alikai. Well, can yilei rachmonis al Hashem yisbarach. You know how you love a Jew? You have pity on the godliness. Shanitzat hakodesh shaloi nilkat beklipis. You get have rachmonis on the fact that this getlachkeit is stuck in such a dark place. Ad kan devarav v'divrei pichocham chen. That's the message of the Rav Shmalka. And the words of the wise are charming.
It doesn't say daven for him. It says pity.
Right. Well, the it's
does
interesting.
Does that mean by daven? By pity?
Whatever you could possibly do. It means to reach out to him. It means to be makar of him. It means to daven for him. Now look what the Imre Yosef of Spinka does with this. and distribute these.
Generation.
Yeah, let me try figuring that out.
Okay.
Did you guys get this one? Yo, yo,
yo. Is he awesome?
No. Nisht.
Let's see.
Cheshvan Halal. Tough Reish Samach Dalet, he was Nifter. Hello?
Tough Reish.
Tough Reish Samach Dalet. That is 100 and almost 110 years ago. So look in the right hand column here. So he's commenting on Ki Isha Chod Belev Echad. The Torah says that V'yachnu Yisrael, that Klai Yisrael, V'yichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar, Klai Yisrael camped there, opposite the mountain, opposite Mount Sinai. So Rashi says, Ki Isha Chod Belev Echad. Ayd Yishlem Evakon is Rashi Zal. We're on, this is a piece in Parshas Yisroi, in this printing and stuff, Reish Nun Dalet. Al-Pi Masha Kozeb Seif HaKadosh Erech L'Chai in Parshas Noyach. This is the piece we just learned. B'Shem HaRav HaGon HaKadosh Merim Shmelke Abdik Nicholsburg. Shesho Allah Yisai, the Erech L'Chaim asked him to make Harfai in his youth. Eich Mekai Mitzvah Zvi Abdel Erech HaKamayich. How can a person fulfill the mitzvah of loving one's neighbor like themselves? V'chaber Yisrael Eroiz, and his friend does terrible things to him. V'heshev Di B'Seichel Sh'ucha L'Kabu Mimeni. So the Erech L'Chaim answered him, Halei Kol Nishma Yisrael Achasein. Min Nishma Zal Demirishan, all Jewish souls are one. And all neshamas are sparks off of Adam's neshama. And sometimes a person hurts themselves by mistake, without thinking. So the head is the king. If the person were to take a stick and hit the hand that hit him without thinking, he would be considered insane. Why should he hurt himself more? We got to understand that we are one being with our friend. And the friend did a mistake. He did evil because of his lack of seichel. But if he does something back, yachiv le'atzmoi, he's hurting himself. He should recognize that it all comes from Hashem. And Hashem has many messengers. Brings the Erech L'Chaim. He asked them more so. If a person sees a wicked person in matters of the spirit, how could you love him? And he answered, after all, the neshama of every Jew is a portion of godliness itself. The person should have pity on the God that a spark of his godliness nilkad beklipas adkan devara v'divrei pichochem chayim. Says the Imre Yosef, who was a massive genius. It's a Yerushalmi. Sham tim to Dibra Kodesh. Here you'll find it. V'zel l'shoinoi. Hayim mikatea. Koypeid umacha sakina liyadoyi. Taxim v'simcha liyadoyi. If a person makes a mistake and takes a knife and hurts his hand, should he take the knife and damage back the other hand that hurt him? Ayin shomra mefarsha. Now look what he does with this. The al pizeh yesh lahovin kan. With this introduction of what the Erech L'Chaim brings from the Rebbe Shmelka, we can understand what he's saying here. Shekosav Rashi zal. Rashi writes, ki ish echad belev echad. Like one Jew with one heart. Ritzoyin leimer kashi yachshev ha'adam.
when a person recognizes Shekol Yisrael Heim Kish Echad V'Kayma Achas, that all Jews are like one person, like one structure. I am B'Tamei Mitzvahs of the Arizal. Azai Yuchal L'Kayim Mitzvahs V'Avta L'Racha K'maycha. Only then can a person really fulfill the mitzvah of loving somebody else like yourself, as the Maranayim said. V'yav es chaveiro k'nafshoi. And he will love somebody else like he loves himself, because that is how it is. V'zeu b'leiv echad. Ki'ish echad. How is it that we're ki'ish echad? Because we are b'leiv echad, because we have one, we're all of one neshama. Then, only then can a person come to the Ahavta L'Reacha K'maycha, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. What does Rashi say on the Pasuk, V'Ahavta L'Reacha K'maycha? Says, Zeh Klal Godol B'Torah. There too, according to what the Maranayim said, that just like each neshama is part of a klal of neshamas, and each one has a corresponding letter in the Torah, right? Each neshama has a corresponding letter. So just like the klalas on neshamas of klal, so make up one kaim shlema, all the letters of a Sefer Torah make up one Sefer Torah. Comes Rabbi Kiva and points out, right? I'm Rabbi Kiva, ze klal godol b'Torah. You got to understand, how are we to see this concept, this mitzvah of Yavta L'Racha K'maycha? By understanding that the same exact thing applies b'Torah, and like the Maranayim said, that it gives us some imagery to hold on to, that just like you can't eradicate the letter and dismiss it from a Sefer Torah and decide that you don't like that letter, so too we understand b'Avta L'Racha K'maycha, A, that it's K'maycha, he is you, it's one, we're one being, but on a deeper level we got to understand that when we look at Jews we got to see Oisiyas HaTorah. And unfortunately, we got to recognize that if there's still a Jew out there, you know, they say in the mitzvah of Arvos, that we're responsible for every other Jew. So how is it possible? A Jew comes in Friday night, and you've said Kiddush already. So the halacha is, if he doesn't know how to make Kiddush, you're allowed to say Kiddush on his behalf. Ah, you made Kiddush already. So al pi halacha, the mitzvah of Arvos demands that if there's a Jew out there who has not heard Kiddush yet, is filtis in dein Kiddush, your Kiddush is not b'shleimus, and therefore you're still allowed to make Kiddush. Because okay, it's lacking, so you in your
what,
Kiddush.
What do the chickpeas right have to do with this? It's an arbitrary thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So yeah. What, if that's the case, is it
yidin? Yes.
What if you see something in say, the almost oil?
It's not the same mitzvah.
It's not the same concept. You see something in them that...
Oh, you're asking according to the Baal Shem Tov's mirror
on
thing.
On this, if I'm saying...
I don't think so.
No? Mm-hmm. If you see something in them, what?
No, there is a separate message that everything a person sees is shaykh to him. But it's not... You can't say that the mirror... That you can't say the mirror concept. Oh. The mirror concept, it pertains only to Jews. Oh.
We are making a differentiation between the neshamas that come from Adam and the neshamas that we consider to be Jewish neshamas.
No. When did we talk about that?
Long time ago.